All right, praise the Lord. Let me add my greeting to all the moms that are here. Thankful for mothers this special day. As Pastor said, it's great to have a time set aside to honor them and thank them for all that they've done. I know there are some moms that are in my family, relatives of mine, that have not done a great job and have been MIA, I guess you could say, and have not been faithful as they should be, and that's of course sad. But I'm so thankful for all those moms that do serve and love and take care of their families. The best, I heard a friend of mine say this statement, and he said, the best mothers live for others. And I'm so thankful for those mothers who sacrifice and give all that they have for their families and take care of their families and are keepers at home, as the Bible says. Amen. So thankful for those who know that as a calling from God, to be a keeper at home and take care of their families. So thankful for you, moms. And we're going to talk about service today, which is something that moms do. We're going to talk about the joy of service from Psalm 100. Pastor said he's gone through the Psalms recently, so made me a little nervous, and I hope I don't steal anything from you, Pastor, but or anything like that. Psalm 100, but you guys were past us, past where we're going to be in Psalm 119 there this morning. And great, great Sunday school message this morning. Hope you're able to be here to hear that. Praise the Lord for that. And let me just echo what Pastor said about making sure to focus on planted churches here in the United States of America. I'm so thankful that the United States is the greatest missionary sender in the whole world. This country sends out more missionaries than anybody else. I'm so thankful for that. I'm so glad that our country has that title and that recognition. But God doesn't need the United States of America. He could meet the salvation needs, and he could send the gospel through another country. Yep. I have a good friend who's a missionary in the Philippines. And it sounds like God's involved in a great movement, working a great movement there in the Philippines. He has access to preaching in all the public schools around him. And any kind of event that he has, any kind of special meeting, any kind of preaching that they announce, they have so many people attend that they can't fit them all in the building. And I'm so thankful for what God is doing in some other parts of the world. And I'm afraid that if we don't begin to focus more on getting the gospel to our own country, we might lose that great status that God has allowed us to have. Out of our pride, we might lose that status of being the greatest missionary sender in the world. God will have to raise somebody else up, another country, to be able to send those missionaries out to the world and get the gospel to the entire globe. But I'm so thankful for how God has worked in this country and the foundation that he has given to us. And I'm thankful for those who have served our country. We talked a little bit about that already this morning. And I'm thankful for those who have served in our military and served our country in that way. Thankful for the calling that God has given to us in our ministry to be able to work with them. And thankful for moms who are a great example of service as well. Amen. The joy of service is what we're talking about this morning from Psalm 100. Psalm 100, look at that psalm with me. We'll go ahead and read the whole psalm and then we'll pray together. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. And although we're going to read this whole psalm together, verse 2 is kind of the focus of the message this morning. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Continuing on, verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You so much for this day that You've given to us. Thank You that it is the Lord's Day, first of all. Thank You that we can have this time set aside to worship You, to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we're so thankful for this Lord's Day and that You have given it to us. Thank You for the opportunity to wake up this morning and be able to have another breath, another day of life to honor You, and pray that You just help us to do that, to do just that this morning in this service. Help us to honor You, glorify Your name during this Lord's Day. Help us to remember that it's not just the Lord's hour, but it is the Lord's Day, and help us in everything that we do today to honor You, to please You. And I pray, Lord, that especially You'd give a special grace, special honor to all the mothers that are represented here today, to the mothers that may still be alive of those who are here, to the mothers in our families. God, I pray that You just help this to be a special day for them, and help us to be able to be express our thanks to them and all that they do for our families, and help them to be able to see, help our mothers that are represented here to be able to see that they are a great example of service. They are a testimony of the joy of service that we find here in this very Psalm, Psalm 100. Whether they know it or not, they're an example of that and a testimony of that. And we're thankful for those who do know that, those mothers who do know You as their Savior and who are striving to be that example and have that testimony of serving You with all of their hearts and as they serve their families. And I'm thankful for them this morning. Help this to be a special day for them. Be with us now, Lord, as we look into Your Word. I pray that You would honor Your promise, that Your Word would not return void to You, but that You'd use it in a special way to work in our hearts this morning. Use Your Word that's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Use Your Holy Spirit, Lord, to do their work in our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I was listening to a radio show a while back, and they took a break from talking about the politics that divide this country up so much to talk about something really frivolous, actually. And they wanted to talk about something more lighthearted. So they got on the topic of superpowers, and they were asking people to call in. And I don't know why I continued listening after that, but they're asking people to call in and tell what superpower they would like to have and what they would do with it. And sad to say, I did continue listening, and I heard people calling in and saying, well, I would have this power, and I would do this with it, and I would like to do this and do that, and I would like to be invisible so that I could sneak in and listen to people's conversations about me and what they're saying about me and things like that. And I would like to be able to have this kind of superpower so I could do this. And I noticed a theme as I continued to listen. I noticed a theme that was very obvious in the callers as they called into this radio station and said what kind of superpower they would like to have and what they would do with it. I was expecting something very different. I was expecting, you know, the old comic books that talk about these superheroes that had these powers to help others, right? To help people that were in distress. That's not what I heard that day as I was listening to the radio. I heard people that were very, very selfish.
Yep.
People that said, I want this power so I can do this for myself. So I can know what people are saying about me. So I can get to work on time. I want to be able to have super speed or whatever. It was all self-based. It was all about self. It was selfishness all over the radio that day when they opened up that discussion. And it was a little bit sad. What happened to patriots who wanted to do for their country with the skills that God gave them? What happened to people that wanted to do for their family and help others that were in need? And it was just selfish, frivolous ambitions that was going on that radio show. And although it may be a little bit sad to hear that, it can actually be an encouragement to think about, because when it is so dark, that's when the light that God gives us can shine even brighter, right? That's when light can be more noticeable. And I believe that's what's happening in our culture today. Our world is so selfish, and in a world full of selfishness, an example of the joy of service that we find in Psalm 100 can really stand out, can really make a difference. You can really make an impact on a world of selfishness by your service to the Lord, by the joy that you have in serving your Jesus. Your joy of service can stand out as a shining testimony for God. And that's what we're going to see here in Psalm 100. And so we're going to see three things about the joy of service from Psalm 100 and verse 2 here. And the first one is, of course, our service. That's what we're talking about. That's the title of the message, the joy of service, our service. And that's from the very first word in verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Psalm 100 verse 2, the first part of that verse says, serve the Lord with gladness. The very first word, serve, talks about our service. Our service includes our ministry. Our ministry is what God has called us to give Him glory. For us, it is planting churches near military bases around the country. And that next one that God has given to us, that next calling, is in Colorado. And I hope that you'll pray for us as we, in just a few weeks, we're going to be moving to Colorado and working to plant a church there to reach our military. As Pastor said, everyone is invited, of course, but we'll be right next to military bases and have a big military presence in that town. And we want to reach our military with the gospel. Please pray for us about that. One urgent request that we have is for housing. We don't know yet where we're going to live when we get there. And so pray that God would open up just the right place that He has for us and show that to us, reveal that to us here soon. Please pray for us about that. But our ministry, for us, that's our ministry. But for you, it's going to be something different. God has a special ministry, a specific ministry, just for you. And it involves where you're plugged in at. Involves maybe what you call your career, where God has sent you to work in life. And maybe it involves your coworkers. It involves your neighborhood, where God has planted you and where you live. It involves your neighbors. It involves the family that God has blessed you with, your relatives. Those are your ministry, your workplace, your neighborhood, your relatives, your family. That's your ministry. And we need to never forget that our ministry is not about us. It's for Him.
Amen.
We can't get self-focused. Sometimes we can get self-focused about our lives, about our career, about different things in our lives. We should never, never get self-focused at all in our lives, but especially when it comes to ministry, we need to remember that that is for Him. Our ministry is for Him. And everything that we do in life should be for Him, but our ministry needs to be dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 3, and verses 23 and 24 says, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." Whatsoever you do, verse 23 starts out, that's all-encompassing, right? That's talking about everything. Whatsoever you do, everything that you are involved with in your whole life, that's a pretty big span there, is how verse 23 starts out. And then verse 24 ends with, you serve the Lord Christ. Everything that you do comes back to your service for the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that. Don't forget that. Amen. Don't forget that. Your life is ministry.
Yep.
Is ministry for the Lord Jesus Christ. For ye serve the Lord Christ. Don't forget those last words of Colossians 3:24. For ye serve the Lord Christ. And everything that you do in your whole life, and all those different areas that we talked about, your workplace, your neighborhood, your family, your relatives, you are serving the Lord Christ. Don't forget that's your ministry. your service. It's your ministry. It's your method. In our method, we can look further here in Psalm 100, and we could see that God wants us. God is developing us as we work for Him here on this earth, as we serve Him in our ministry. We're talking about serving the Lord with joy. God is developing us. He's molding us into what He wants us to be. He's growing us as we serve Him. He's doing all these things, and sometimes behind the scenes. And sometimes they're obvious, sometimes they're behind the scenes. But God is always at work. I'm happy to say that even in a tragedy, I just shared with you just a few moments ago, that took place in our family. You know, we at a point where our family wanted to give up and give in because we were so sad, because we were so heartbroken. God was still at work. And it's amazing to know that. Even in our lowest days, when we're sad, when we're lonely, when we're heartbroken, God is at work. God was at work through a tragedy that occurred to do an amazing thing in our lives to call us into military missions. God is always at work. We need to remember that. And He's molding us, and He's making us, and He's creating us into what He wants us to be, and that is to be more like Him. Amen. He wants us to be more like Him. And look what it says as we continue reading in Psalm 100. It said, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good." Look at these two things that are highlighted about the Lord here in verse 5. "For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." So it talks about the goodness of God. The goodness of God is highlighted in verse 5. And there's two aspects that are specifically brought out there in verse 5 when it's talking about the goodness of God. His mercy and His truth. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. I think moms are a great example, most of the time, of mercy, right? Until the whole full name is broken out, you know. Your middle name comes out. When you hear your name, your whole name, your middle name and everything, then you know the time for mercy is gone, you know. The line has been crossed, right? But for the most part, moms are a great testimony, an example of mercy. When our kids were growing up, and then when they were little, when they would fall and scrape their knee, get hurt or whatever, they wouldn't run to dad for comfort and for mercy. They'd run to mom, right? One time I even, somebody fell, one of the kids fell when they were little, and were running to me and Tina were together, and they were running to us, and I kind of bent down to pick them up, and they ran right past me, right to Tina. They know who to go to for comfort, for mercy, right? And moms are a great example of that. And God wants us to be more like Him. He is the great example, as Pastor mentioned just a moment ago. Jesus is the great example of all things. And we are to be more like Jesus. And God's working on us. He's molding us to be more like Jesus all the time. And these are two areas that are highlighted in Psalm 100 that we need to pay attention to. Mercy. Work on that in your life. Be more like Jesus Christ in showing mercy to others. And truth. Be more like Jesus Christ in standing for truth. Oh, wow, there's a lack of those who will stand for truth in our day and age today. Where are they? Oh, where is everybody standing for truth? You know, Jesus Christ stood for truth. And He told it like He was. He called out the Pharisees, and He called them vipers. He called them hypocrites. He definitely was an example of mercy, but definitely stood for truth as well. And so let's ask God to help us to stand for truth and to show mercy in all that we do. That needs to be our method. Our ministry, our method, and our motivation is found also in Psalm 100. Look at verse 3. "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." You know, today we hear all kinds of preaching and teaching that tries to discount God, that downplays the whole teaching, doctrine of God. And it's more like the second part of this verse that says, it's not about we ourselves. We didn't do this ourselves. We didn't make ourselves. We didn't create this world. The creation that we see around us has nothing to do with us or our skills or anything good about us. In fact, we're not good at all.
Amen.
We're not righteous. There's none righteous. No, not one. And so our motivation needs to be our God. The Lord, He is God. And then the first part of verse 5, for the Lord is good. He loves us and He takes care of us. And He should be our motivation. He's all that we need. Pastor mentioned this just a minute ago. He's the only motivation we should need to know that Jesus Christ has saved us from our sins. He's given us salvation. That's all that we should need to be able to serve Him with all of our hearts, with all of our lives. That's all that we need. He's our motivation. God is our motivation. He made us, and He loves us. He's a good God. The Lord is good. He loves us. He takes care of us. He gave us heaven when we did not deserve it at all. He gave us heaven. And ask God how we can, let's ask God how we can be motivated by His love for us, by His sacrifice to give us heaven, through Jesus Christ, how we can serve Him better, how we can do more for Him this week. Ask Him that today, won't you? Please do that. Ask Him how you can serve Him better this week. How you could do more for Him this week. What more can you do for Him? Ask God to reveal to you a way that you can serve somebody else so that He can receive the glory, so that you can give glory to God this week. He wants to use you.
Amen.
He doesn't have to use you, but He wants to use you. He wants to use you for His glory. So let Him do that this week. Ask Him for those opportunities. Ask Him to receive glory through your life this week. And how can you do that? God, give me an opportunity this week. That's our service. Serve the Lord with gladness. So look at the next part of that verse. Serve, that's our service. That first word there. And the next phrase is the Lord. Serve the Lord. And so our service, our Savior, is what we need to look at next in our joy of service. Our Savior. He's wonderful.
Amen.
Our Savior is wonderful. We need to acknowledge His glory. Look at verse 3. He is God. Notice we are to enter into His gates in verse 4 with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. That's what's the picture that you see there when you read that verse. It's a picture of the crown room. It's a picture of a palace entering into His gates and going right into the throne room, right? When you read His courts. And so we can see the glory and the majesty of God as we read through Psalm 100. He is God. He is lifted up in majesty. We can enter into His gates, into His courts, but only because of Jesus Christ, not because we are worthy.
Yeah.
There's nothing worthy in us to be able to enter into those amazing courts, to be able to enter into those gates of splendor. There's nothing in us that allows us to do that. It's only because of Jesus Christ. Acknowledge His glory. Accept His guidance. Look at verse 3. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Verse 3. That was verse 4. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. I don't know what you think of when you read that verse, but to me, you know, I have to not be offended by that because sheep are stupid, aren't they? Anybody that knows anything about sheep knows that they're pretty dumb animals. They need help. They need a shepherd. They need somebody helping them out and guiding them and directing them and feeding them and bringing them to where the food is. Accept His guidance. We need to realize where we are. We need to be offended. We need to realize what we are in His sight. We're nothing. We're insignificant. But God loves us. And He pays attention to us. And He wants to guide us. He wants to direct us. He wants to be our shepherd. As much as we fight against Him and raise our puny fists at Him and think that we're something when we're nothing, God still loves us and wants to direct us and guide us. Let's accept that guidance.
Man.
Let's accept His guidance. Acknowledge His glory. Accept His guidance. We need to go to Him. We need to enter into His gates. He offers us, that word enter, it shows us that He offers us an invitation, but we need to accept it. We need to accept His guidance. We need to accept Him as our shepherd so that He can guide us. And if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, please won't you accept Him as your Savior today, your personal Savior, so that He can be that good shepherd that will guide you. Accept His guidance. Go in. Enter. Go to Him. And let Him be your good shepherd and be that sheep of His pasture that's referred to in verse 3 there. Acknowledge His glory. Accept His guidance. Appreciate His goodness. Appreciate His goodness. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Remember to thank Him for answered prayer. Remember to thank Him for all of your blessings. Today, we started out the day saying, don't forget to say thank you to moms, right? Say thank you to your mom if she's still living. Say thank you. Well, that reminder applies to our Lord and Savior as well. We need to remember to say thank you to our God for all that He's done for us. We are nothing, but He has given us a position in Him. He's given us a place in heaven. He's given us many benefits. And we need to thank Him for all of the blessings that He gives to us. We need to thank Him when He answers our prayers. And He always hears and answers our prayers when we are right with Him, when we're not letting sin get in the way. He does hear and He does answer. And maybe it's not the answer that we were hoping for. We need to thank Him for that too, because as I said, He's always working. He's always molding and making us into what He wants us to be. And so thank Him for working in our lives. Thank Him for answered prayer. Thank Him for the blessings that we have. Our Savior, our service, serve our Savior, the Lord, with gladness. Psalm 100, serve the Lord with gladness, it says there in verse 2. And so that last point there is our spirit. Our spirit. And I'm not talking about the spirit inside of us, but our attitude. How we serve the Lord. Our spirit should be with gladness. Yeah. Glorifying God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Verse 1. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. There's glorifying going on in those first couple of verses. We're called to glorify God. To God be the glory. Great things He hath done. In the old sort of the Lord hymnal, it was 162. Like Pastor said, I know the old numbers. I don't know what it is in this new hymnal. But I really like these new hymnals. They're very nice. But in the old hymnal, it was 162. To God be the glory. What a great hymn. Everything that we do should be to that end. Everything we do in life should be like what that song says. We should be giving God glory. Do all to the Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Give Him glory in all you do. And that means do right. That means you need to be doing what's right. Amen. Because if you're doing wrong, if you're straying from where God wants you to be, if you're sinning, if you're doing something that you know you're not supposed to do, how can you give Him glory through that? You can't. And that's the point. We need to do all in life to give God glory. So that means we need to be right with God. And then we need to be doing right. We need to be acting right and living right so that He can receive the glory. Glorifying God. That's what we find in verses 1 and 2. Our spirit needs to be one of gladness and glorifying to God. Gratefulness is what we find in verse 4. It says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. So we need to be grateful. We need to have that spirit of church. And what a sweet spirit I found here in this church this morning. I'm so thankful for it. That sweet spirit. Pastor mentioned, as you get older, sometimes, you know, aches and pains come with that, and creaks and groans and things like that. And forgetfulness, you know. I'm starting to see some of these things, too. Sometimes I go into a room, you probably all done this, and you forget why you went into that room, right? Well, more recently, I've been over to pick something up, and then I forget why I'm down there, you know? And so I'm starting to get there, too, and starting to experience some of that. And sometimes we can allow that to help to cause us to be grouchy. We can give in to that temptation to be grouchy because of the aches and the pains and all the experiences that come with age. But as Pastor gave a great reminder just a moment ago, that just means we're one day closer. Amen. To see in the face of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And there's nothing There's nothing more exciting than that.
Man.
Right? There's nothing more exciting. So if we got to take those creaks and groans and aches and pains with it, that's okay, because that means we're getting closer to seeing our Lord and Savior. And that's so wonderful. We could be grateful for that. We're not victims here. The world is teaching us we need to be victims. And we need to have other people give things to us. No, we're not victims. God has saved us and given us the victory. We're victors. We need to remember that. We're not victims. We don't deserve more. We deserve hell. That's what we deserve.
Amen.
But God has given us heaven through Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful for that. And we need to be grateful for what we have and not looking at what we don't have. We need to be thankful just to be serving Jesus.
Amen.
What a wonder it is to be serving Jesus. Sometimes people, as we travel around on deputation and go to churches, sometimes people come to us after the service and say, "I feel sorry for you guys. You have to all pack in that car and drive around the whole country together and have each other's elbows, you know, poking into your sides." And I said, please, please. Every time somebody says something like that to us, I say, please don't feel sorry for us. Please don't. That's a waste of time to do that. Because we are doing what we always wanted to do. We're living our dream. We get to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And we love it. We love serving the Lord. There's nothing better than being where God wants you to be and serving Him with all of your heart. And so I encourage you, no matter where it is that God has planted you, whether you're a missionary like us or whether you're a factory worker or whatever it is that God, a farmer, whatever it is that God has given to you in life, you thank God for where He has you. And you serve the Lord with all of your heart. Be thankful just to serve Jesus. That's all you need. And ask God for His help to be grateful there, as it says in verse 4. Glorifying God, grateful to God. And then we see that gladness that's mentioned there in verse 2. Gladness can be a shining testimony in a world of selfishness, in a world of sadness. We can have that love of Jesus Christ shining out through us. And serving the Lord with gladness, that joy of serving Jesus can come out and be a wonderful testimony to those around us who do not know the Lord. And so, you know, Pastor mentioned a moment ago, things could change. He was talking about persecution. Things could change. Things can get worse. And I see things go in that direction. I don't know what's around the corner. None of us do. We don't know what's around the corner. But we do know this. Whatever it is that we have to face in the rest of this year, whatever it is that's around the corner, we can face it with joy and with gladness.
Man.
We know that because God instructed us to do just that, to serve the Lord with gladness. The joy of service. Ask God to help you to show others to Him, to bring others to Him through the joy of service. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. God has shown us today through His Word that through our service and because of our Savior and through our Spirit, we could be a great testimony to Him. And I encourage you, be a testimony for Him in this week that you have coming up. Ask God to give you opportunities to be a testimony, to be a witness for Him, to share the love of Jesus with others, to be able to show somebody else how they could know for sure that they're on their way to heaven. Ask God to give you those opportunities to have joy in your service for Him this week. I'm going to ask Pastor to come at this time, take over the service.